Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to day one of the Uncommon Woman Challenge. This is Angel Richardson, and I'm going to ask that we give everybody a couple more seconds to log in because I can see that there are a few people still coming to the call. So I'm going to give it 30 more seconds, and then we're going to get started. All righty, 30 seconds are up, and I'm just going to get started. This call is actually being recorded, so I will be able to replay the call eventually for people that missed the first couple minutes, but I do see that there are people still logging on, but I'm going to get started to honor the time that I said that we were going to get started. So I hope everyone had a fan-freaking-tastic day. I hope everyone is relaxed and ready to get started, and I hope that your hearts are clear, your mind is clear, and your heart is open and receptive to receiving the teaching for tonight. Before we actually get started on the teaching itself, I want everyone to just literally take three deep breaths and just clear your mind from the day that we just are getting ready to end. We go throughout our day so fast and hardly ever just stop to take a deep breath. I know for myself, sometimes when I do remember to take a deep breath and I do stop and I'm still to take a deep breath, I can feel my back crack and I'm like, wow, I probably should have breathed today. So I hope everybody took your deep breath, and I just want you to be in this moment and just close your eyes for a couple seconds. Just close your eyes and detox from your day. Get everything off of your mind, the dirty clothes that haven't been washed yet, the dishes that are still in the sink, the letters that are still all over the kitchen table. I just want you to forget about all of that in this moment. This is such a precious moment right now. This is such a moment that I've been praying for, a moment that I've asked God to meet us right here where we are tonight. And I'm believing that He is here, and I'm believing that He's going to show up in a magnificent way for us simply because we've decided to take this time out for ourselves to get closer to the God in us and to get closer to who God is calling us to be as uncommon women. So without further ado, I'm so thankful that you guys have decided to join this call tonight. Hold on for me 1 second. I need to get a glass of water. Hold on. A sip of my water. Okay, excuse me. All righty, so we are actually going to get started with the affirmation for today. And today's affirmation, I want you to say this aloud to yourself, and I want you to say it out loud, and I want you to actually sit in an upright position when you say this. When we get our body in alignment with the things that we're saying, it really starts to seep down into our subconscious mind, and every part of our body feels what we're saying. So I want you to sit up nice and straight and stand if you want, if you prefer. I'm actually sitting in my chair upright. Hang on for me one more second. I so apologize. My 9-year-old caught a cold, and I believe I am feeling the effects of that too. Okay, so I want us to say this affirmation. Today, I am committed to commitment itself. I am committed to co-creating my new life that God has planned for me to live. I am happy simply for the fact that I am able to choose the type of life I want to have. Today, I am committed to commitment, and for that I am grateful. I want to say that one more time. I want to state that affirmation one more time. Today, I am committed to commitment itself. I am committed to co-creating my new life that God has planned for me to live. I am happy simply for the fact that I am able to choose the type of life that I want to have. Today, I am committed to commitment, and for that, I am grateful. That is just so powerful and just so awesome to make that declaration. The two most powerful words that we can say is I am. And whatever is followed by that, if we say I am tired, I am depressed, I am broke, we are actually speaking those things over our lives. So when we say I am committed, that is a declaration. Those words are literally going forth in the universe and creating exactly what we're saying and bringing it right back to us. So be mindful. We're going to get into that in a couple of days about the words that we talk. I don't want to get into that right now. We're going to talk about commitment. So I'm going to get started on point number one for commitment, how to actually stay committed. So many of us, you know, we talk so loosely. We say, oh, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. But then we just don't do it because I believe this is like so, talking is so easy to do. It's one of the easiest things to do. It's free to do. And so many of us do it so often that it is ridiculous. We just talk and talk and talk. And we're talking about useless things. And so because talking is so easy to do, all of us do it. And we often commit to things when we're feeling emotional. Maybe we are in a church service or in a workshop or something, and someone is speaking, and we're like, oh, I'm going to be committed to doing that. Well, right there in that moment, we're all emotional, and so we commit to things, and then we lose sight of it because we weren't really truly committed to that thing. So that's what I want to teach you tonight about, is how to actually stay committed to the commitments that you do make. So I hope you guys have a pen and you are taking notes. Point number one is to call someone who cares. That's point number one. Call someone who cares. So often we're telling people about our dreams that really don't care. Like realistically, people are busy with their lives. People are busy doing their day-to-day things. And so when we just openly share our dreams and our commitment with people, it's sometimes, more often than not, it's falling on deaf ears because people are busy doing them. So it's not rare to find someone that we can actually open up to and tell them something about ourselves, and they actually are 100% listening to us. So key number one is to call someone who cares. And there's a Bible scripture that says, do not cast your pearls before swine, which literally means the pearls that God is giving you, the ideas and the new attitudes that he wants you to pick up and apply to your life, when we tell that to people that are kind of just worldly people and people that actually have no commitment, no vision for their life, we're literally laying our pearls down before swine. We have to be so mindful who we share our pearls with. So point number one to staying committed is call someone who cares. I know for myself, I've often made a commitment or had a thought, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to get on this exercise regimen, and I'm going to do it for the rest of my life. But I don't tell anybody because subconsciously I know that I'm not really committed to it, so I don't want to tell anybody about it because I don't want them to hold me accountable. So point number one is to call someone who actually cares about you and share with them your new commitment. Excuse me. Point number two is to overlook the flaws in others. Write that down. Overlook the flaws in others. When we actually see other people doing what God is calling them to do and we judge them in that moment, we look at them and we say, oh, my God, I can't believe she's singing like that, or I can't believe she's doing that, or why would he, you know, stand up, why would he write that book? Or, you know, when we actually see people doing something that God is calling them to do, and we look at them in judgment, subconsciously we are literally sowing seeds for someone to do that to us. So that will hold us back from making a commitment, because once we get committed to something, a lot of times what holds us back is we don't want other people to judge us. We don't want other people to look at us and say, oh, my God, I can't believe she's doing that, or why did she make that decision, or why would she buy that car? Or, you know, so if we look at other people and overlook their flaws and just keep our mouths closed about other people, it will help us stay committed to our commitments, because we're no longer sowing seeds for other people to judge us. So that's point number two. Point number two is to overlook the flaws in others. Point number three is to meet your deadlines. Write that down. Meet your deadlines and be who you say you are. If you have a dentist appointment at 3 o'clock, get there at the least at 2:45. Me, personally, I like to show up to whatever appointment I have at least 30 to 45 minutes, sometimes an hour, before my actual appointment, and that just comes from planning my day properly. So if you have an appointment, my mother used to always say, to be on time is to be late. So if your appointment is at 3 and you show up at 3, you are late. I want you to get that. If your appointment is at 3 o'clock and you show up at 3 o'clock, you are considered late. So meeting your deadlines, be who you say you're going to be. If you say out of your mouth you're going to do something, just do it. And that's why it's so important for us to watch our words and not speak so loosely with them, because we can get emotional and commit to something and, you know, maybe our friend is throwing a party and we're like, oh, yeah, I'll be there. But then we think about it and it's like, oh, I don't even want to do it. So then we got to make up an excuse of why we don't want to go. So when you make a commitment, when you say you're going to be somewhere or make a commitment to do something, make sure it's really what you want to do, so you don't have to make up an excuse. You don't have to make up a lie. You can actually stand in who you are and be who you say you are and meet your deadlines. Point number four is to memorize scriptures and quotes. This is my all-time favorite. If you have a favorite Bible scripture, it is so important to memorize it. Write it down. Write it down as often as you can, just doodling while you're at work or while you're in the doctor's office waiting for your appointment. Writing down your favorite Bible scripture or your favorite quote, whatever rings true to you. For me personally, I like to memorize Bible scriptures. And in the book of John, I believe it's John 14:26, it says that the Spirit will teach us and remind us of what the Lord has said. So when we memorize scripture, when we are faced with a tough decision or we're in a situation that we're kind of like confused about or not really feeling at ease about, it's in those moments, and I know you guys have experienced this yourself, when a Bible scripture has just come to your remembrance and it just literally just brought so much peace all over you, like, oh, yeah, that's right. God said that he'll hide me in my time of trouble. God said that he will never put more on me than I can bear. So remembering Bible scripture really helps you stay committed during those times when times are going to get rough, times are going to be challenging, especially when we're staying committed to a goal that we believe that God has given us. We're going to need to be reminded that he's with us, that he would never leave us, that he would never forsake us, that he's not going to put too much on us that we cannot bear. So memorizing scripture is a very, very important key to staying committed. Point number five is implement your ideas. Write that down. Implement your ideas. When we get an idea, when we get an unction to do something and we sit with it too long, eventually we will talk ourselves out of it. I know I have talked myself out of so many things due to so many reasons, whether it be fear, not feeling adequate enough, not feeling like I deserve it. So
I have totally put this into practice. Whenever I get an idea, my practice is to implement it as fast as I can, because the faster I implement it, the faster I eliminate the negative talk and the negative chatter to override my commitment and to override the idea that I believe that God has given me to do. So implement your ideas as quickly as possible and as much as you are prepared to implement them as well. Number six, teach others along the way. Staying committed to your goals and staying committed to whatever it is that you set your mind out to do, when we teach others along the way with the information that we have, it holds us accountable and it makes us stay committed to the thing that we say that we're going to be committed to. So when we teach others how to do some of the things that we know how to do, what it does is it helps us rise to a whole nother level. So if I'm teaching somebody else something, then that keeps me accountable for that thing. So teaching others how to do something in the process of your commitment really, really helps you stay committed. Number seven is to make every day productive. Write this down. Make every single day productive. It is imperative that every single day that we open up our eyes. We are just so committed and so focused to making that day count. And it could be something as small as of making a phone call that we've been putting off, going to have that uncomfortable conversation with a certain somebody that we've been putting off, making every single day productive. And I believe a lot of times what holds us back from making our days productive, what really holds us back is fear. Fear of what someone is going to say, or fear of what someone is going to think, or fear of making the phone call to a bill collector because we're actually afraid to know exactly how much money we owe that person. So making that day productive, this is what I like to do. If I get into a slump that day and something is holding me back from really making this day count, I literally close my eyes. And this may be extreme for some of you, but this is what I do because this helps me so, so much. I close my eyes and I just literally think about laying on my deathbed. I think about if I was in a car accident and my legs were broke, my arms were broke, and I'm just laying there thinking about what would I have done today if I was able-bodied? What would I have done today if I was not laying down in this bed? Because I guarantee you, I know that if we were just hit in a really bad car accident and we're laying there, we will be thinking about every single day that we laid on the couch, flipping through the channels, we didn't do anything productive with our time that day. We will be thinking about all the days that we just let slip through our fingers and did not make that day productive. So point number seven is to make your day productive. Point number eight is to entertain your spirit. Feed your spirit, guys, just like our body needs food and water and liquids and nourishment, our spirit needs that as well. So whatever it is that you like to do, whether it's listen to music, listen to your favorite sermon, going to the park and just taking a walk, whatever it is that your spirit yearns for, make sure you do that on a daily basis, because when our spirit is fed, we are so much just alive and alert and on point to carry out our commitments. So feeding our spirit, entertaining our spirit is so key to staying committed to our goals. Number nine is never doubt yourself. Never doubt yourself. Oftentimes we will get an idea or get something that we want to do or make this new change. And like I said before, number five was implementing your ideas. We sit with it too long, and then the doubt starts to come. and we start to talk ourselves out of it. We start to give ourselves so many reasons why we can't do it, why we shouldn't do it, why we don't deserve it. So, and they can be very valid reasons of, you know, the reasons that come, the reasons of doubt. They could be super duper valid reasons. I mean, they could be the truth that's coming to you, but all of us know that God completely overrides all of that. So doubting yourself is literally like doubting God. When we doubt ourselves, we doubt the God that's in us. We doubt the capabilities that God equipped us with to carry out our commitments that he set us out here to do on this earth. Number 10, the last one, is being tenacious. Being tenacious. Now, I looked up tenacious. That's one of my favorite words. I love words. I looked up tenacious in Wiktionary, and the definition read, clinging to an object or surface, unwilling to yield or to give up. And when I think about tenacious, and I know I've got some dog lovers on the phone, I understand that, but the pit bull and the Rottweiler, they have a reputation. And I understand it's not necessarily the breed of the dog. It is the trainer. But just for the sake of this conversation, I'm just using a pit bull. You know, if a pit bull grabs on a hold of something or someone, it's going to take so much strength to get that dog off of its grip, off of whatever it is it's biting onto. And when I think about being committed, that's how I think about, you know, approaching that commitment, is being tenacious. Like, literally, in Galatians 6:9, this is, you guys, over the next 21 days, you guys are going to hear me say, this is my favorite scripture, this is my favorite word. I got so many favorites, so just bear with me. In Galatians 6:9, this is one of my favorite scriptures. It says, do not be weary in doing good, because in due season you will reap if you faint not. Now, listen to me. I want you guys to get this. I'm going to read that again. Do not get weary in doing well, because if you do not give up, you will reap if you do not give up. Now, listen to this and picture this. Say you have your goal in front of you, whatever it is. Say you want to lose 10 pounds, okay? So you see your goal. You've written it on your vision board. It's up there. You got a picture of some salad, some apples, and some carrots, and some nice tall glass of water with lemon on the side. You have this vision in front of you. And along the way, you're going to get weird. You're going to crave for that Big Mac. You're going to crave for those French fries or whatever it is that is your thing that you would crave for. Along the way, understanding that those 10 pounds that you want to release, I don't want to say lose, those 10 pounds that you want to release off of your physical body, if you do not give up, it is inevitable that those 10 pounds will be released off of you. You may get some bruises along the way. You may, at lunchtime, when you're at lunch with your coworkers, someone brings in just their leftovers from last night, and it just looks so good, and here you are sitting here with this salad and some fruit, and you're like, oh, my God. Well, that's something that I would describe as a bump along the way, right? But if you turn that plate away, if you continue to decide to stay committed to releasing those 10 pounds, it is inevitable that those 10 pounds will be released from you. I remember, most of you know my story of I was in my marriage, been married for 16 years now. I think actually 14 years, we've been together for 16, something like that. And I had an affair on my husband. And I remember just praying to God that when I made up my mind I did not want to live that lifestyle anymore, and I committed in my mind that I'm going to pray that God gives me the strength to stay committed in this relationship. I remember just thinking to myself, like, God, I cannot wait until the day that I no longer have a desire for other men. It was a craving of mine, and I'll get into that in another class during these 21 days. I'll get more deeper into that. in another teaching, but it was something that I was addicted to. And I just remember just praying, like, God, please just give me the desire to only be with my husband. Now, I knew I held Galatians 6:9 in my heart during those rough years of my marriage. And I remember, it came back to my remembrance so many times, do not get weary in doing good, because in due season you will reap your harvest if you do not give up. I knew that those days were going to come where I would be released from the attention of other men. I knew that day was coming, and I had my bumps in the road. I still would look at other men and think, like, God, it would sure be nice to be with him. And, you know, this may be a little bit raw for some of you guys, but like I said, I'm going to get deeper into this in the next coming days, in the up and coming days. But I knew that if I stayed on just being tenacious and just praying so many times, I cannot tell you guys how many times a day I would have to say over and over and over again in my head, I only have eyes for my husband. I only have eyes for my husband. I only have eyes for my husband. And I stand here today in 2012, January the 15th, 2012, this was like, I'm going to say 5-6 years ago, I no longer have a desire for other men. I only have a desire to be with my husband. And that came from being tenacious. And I mean, knowing that that was a prayer that God was going to honor, and that was a prayer that God had said yes to. But just because God says yes to our prayers, we still have work to do on our end, and we still have to walk that thing out. So point number 10 was being tenacious. I'm going to go over the points again. I want you guys to actually write this down, write down the points. Make sure you write them down in your journal, or if you were unable to print off your journal, I want you guys to write this down on a piece of paper, because there is a huge surprise at the end of the 21 days for whoever stays on the call and can tell me all the points that I taught on for the whole 21 days. There is going to be a huge prize for you, for someone, at the end of this call, at the end of this 21-day challenge. So point number one was to call someone who cares. Point number two was to overlook the flaws in others. Point number three was to meet your deadlines. Be who you say you are. Number four was to memorize scripture or your favorite quotes. Number five is to implement your ideas. Number six is to teach others along the way. Number seven is to make every day productive. Number eight is to entertain your spirit. Number nine is never doubt yourself. And number 10 is to be tenacious. Now, each and every night, I'm going to give you homework. One of the homework assignments is going to be the same every single night. So the one homework assignment that's going to be the same every single night is to write in your journal, either whatever time works for you. I like to write it at night so it seeps into my subconscious, and that's literally what I'm thinking about before I go to bed. But write down five things that you are grateful for that happened to you that day. For the next 21 days, that's the number one homework that's going to be consistent each and every night, is to write in your journal five things you were grateful for that happened to you that day. And your second homework assignment for tonight, for this call, is to call someone who cares about you and tell them you're doing this challenge. You're going to need accountability in order for your commitment to stay in front of you. We don't like to tell people we're going to do something and then not do it. So when we have accountability, we are 10 times more likely to actually do what we say we're going to do. And the third thing that I want to disclose is, excuse me, one more second, guys. It is 9:30 now. Excuse me. And the third thing that I want to let you guys know, for these 21 days, this is going to be a challenge for some of us, because I know it's all women on this phone. Now, part of this challenge is I want us, including myself, because I'm doing everything that I'm teaching, I'm in this with you guys. So the third thing that I want to share with you guys is during these 21 days, I want you to talk as less as possible. Write that down. The next 21 days, I am going to talk as less as I possibly can. Now, the reason why I want you to do this is because I want you to start to understand just how powerful your words are. And I want you to observe over these next 21 days the things that you have in your life. I want you to start to see that you spoke them into your life. And I know that may be hard for some of you guys to receive, but if you believe like I believe, the word says, you know, we speak those things that are not as though they are. We have called forth so many things, everything that we have in our life right now. So I want you to, if the people in your house, I'm sure that you've shared with them, you're taking a challenge. So if you're married, I don't, you know, want you to walk around and say, I can't talk to you. You know, you can't answer your kids. You can still talk, but like the chit-chatter that we do on the phone with our girlfriends, calling them, hey, girl, what you doing? Nothing. What you doing? None of that. None of that. Oh, my goodness, none of that. The small talk, eliminate it. If you work and you work around people and they just kind of like to talk about blah, 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 eliminate that out of your life for the next 21 days. I want you to speak less and hear more from God. My prayer for this challenge is that God speaks to us as loudly as he possibly can, and we can't hear him when we're always bumping our gums. And did you guys know, I'm sure some of you do, that studies show that women speak 2,000 more words a day than men do? So I know for us that are married, we wear our husbands out some days. So I really want you guys to implement that too. Talk as less as possible and just be silent. Be still. In the Bible, I believe it's Psalm 64:10. God says, be still and know that I am God. And in our stillness is when we can really, really, really hear from God. And so I want you guys to practice that, and we're going to talk more about that on, I don't know what day it is, but when I get to meditation, I want to give you guys my email address. Write this down, angelrichardson@lifecoachesrock.com. In the up-and-coming days, if you guys have any questions, comments, concerns, something that you want me to specifically address during these classes, you can send that to angelrichardson@lifecoachesrock.com, or you can hit me up on my Facebook. I have a Twitter, but I don't fully understand it, so don't do nothing with me on Twitter yet. Or just through my website. If you send a contact form through my website, you can contact me there as well. But I do believe most of you I am friends with on Facebook, and if I am not, go to angelrichardson.com, and on my website you'll find a link to my Facebook. So I pray that you guys took notes today or tonight during this class. I pray that you guys got something out of this class. And most of us know this stuff. We just have to be reminded. That's all it is. There's a quote that Jim Rohn said. I believe it was Jim Rohn, and he said that being inspired is just like taking a shower. We have to do it every single day because life happens to each and every one of us. And so we have to do the best that we can to stay happy, to stay inspired, and to continue on this journey called life. So, guys, I'm so excited about this class. I look forward to the next couple days with you guys. I absolutely love you guys so, so, so much. And throughout the next couple of days, I will share with you in the email when I will open up the lines. I know some people don't feel comfortable talking in front of people or whatever, but we are over the phone. And so I will open up the call during the end of the class, and so you can ask questions or comment or open up for something, discussion on the topic that I will be teaching on for that evening. So, and just know that, you know, if I open up the call and someone does speak, know that your voice will help someone else. Maybe you're sitting on a question or a comment that could free somebody else on the phone. So don't be too shy to speak up, and you don't have to say your name, but just know that your voice counts and your voice matters. So I absolutely love you guys. I could sit here all night and do this. Why? Because we talk so much. But we are going to, I am personally, I'm going to stay committed to this challenge as well as talking as less as possible so I can continue to hear from God. If there's anything that you guys want to send me through Facebook or through my website or email, please feel free to do so. I absolutely love you guys, and I will see you all tomorrow. God bless and good night.
For more information about Angel Richardson and her life-changing products, visit Angel online at www.angelrichardson.com or call 1-866-920-7020.